Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
So Kimmy has a friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What?
Kimmy, your friend discovered something about her husband.
Yes, she did.
Because this was supposed to be a celebratory time. He had gotten a new job a couple of months ago.
Yeah, so he's had this job, I believe, since the fall.
Okay. Nice.
October time. Okay. So he's been at it for a couple months now. And she, so long story short, she had run into like a friend of hers.
All right, so I'm sorry. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't know where to start here. I'm a little thrown off. My computer just shut down.
You're fine, no worries. Kimmy's you're telling me the story after the show yesterday.
Yeah.
So the cat worries from home, right?
So he got a new job and he told his wife that he has to work Monday through Thursday from the office.
Yes.
And
yes,
he works from home Friday.
So just Friday remote.
And then, you had also said the best part was,
bless you.
It's just chaos. Mm. He does not start work on Fridays until 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So she would get up and go to work while he was still in bed.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So he's been working like this since October.
Yeah.
With the Friday remote.
He's got Friday working from home. He's sleeping until 9
o'clock. So it's a slow roll out of the sack. Nice.
No big deal. No big deal. But it turns out, Kimmy, that's not what was happening with his new job.
Not exactly. So she had run into a friend whose husband also works for this company.
Okay.
So they work together and they made that connection. And her friend casually said, isn't it really awesome that they have Fridays off? And my friend was like, what? What do you mean? I don't think, my husband has Fridays off. And the friend goes on to explain, no, that's like the benefit of this company. Like, they give you Fridays off.
So your friend's husband had been working a job since October.
Yeah.
Where he had every Friday off.
So he's working 4 days a week. But she thinks he's working five.
He was faking working from home.
Yeah.
Lying to his wife.
Yeah. And I want to also say, he literally was just at home doing nothing.
Because you said she had his location on
the
whole time.
She has his location on. Like, he's just at home. Like, it's not like she can see him, wandering off to, the store or, the gym or something in the middle of the day. Like, he does stay at home. So it all checked out. Like, not that she did that much research and, trying to catch him in a lie. But she was like, well, he did a pretty good job of faking it.
He found paradise.
He would wake up and act like he was going to go to work in the morning or he had a job to do.
So the best part of this, as Kimmy has explained to me this story yesterday, how far he went to protect this lie, because you told me that your friend was going to stay home sick or had a day off on a Friday. She had a Friday off where she would be home while he was working.
Which would have been that opportunity to catch him in the lie. Except for he thought he was one step ahead, Pat, because he faked sick that day.
From home to make sure she wouldn't catch him.
Couldn't get out of the sack feeling so bad.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because, Kimmy, you said your friend is furious about this.
Yeah, and I think it's a fair thing to be upset about because it's just such a weird thing to lie about.
Oh, it ain't.
Okay. All right, by the way.
When it comes to the things that... I don't know.
I'll tell you what.
To establish trust in a relationship, this is not a good way to go about that.
But you're ready to defend this guy who is indefensible.
And I'll tell you what, man. So let's say the brother came clean from the beginning.
Yeah.
And so I got Fridays off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She would fill that day with things to do around the house. What he did was he stole a day for himself.
No, he stole 25 days for himself.
But let's go Friday to Friday, okay?
We're going Friday to Friday? One of the worst Chicago songs of all time.
No, but he got a day off, man, from all of it. And and I tell you what, I bet you he's a better husband.
Oh, shut up.
I bet you he's tan, resting, ready.
Up.
So
shut up.
Come Saturday night, darling, daddy's ready for a little date time.
Look. Don't get me wrong. I understand why he wanted to do this.
He found paradise. He found gold.
Yes, exactly.
And don't share that gold because she's going to steal it and spend it.
Don't share that gold with the woman who you love and you're spending your life with.
Because she will confiscate your time.
Okay.
And she will give you things to do.
You're right. He would have had errands and projects around the house.
It would have ruined it.
That day would have become more busy than his normal
job. Yes.
Counterpoint.
What?
Counterpoint. By not letting her know he had every Friday off, he's also stealing her time.
How? What's her time?
She's probably doing things outside her job, her work schedule, that he could be doing on his day off that makes her life harder. That would, if my wife had a day off that she didn't tell me about, and I'm running to grab the kids, and I got to stop at the grocery store, and I got to run to the bank or whatever, whatever errands you got to run, and it turns out this whole time she could have been doing it, but she's been hiding, I would be furious.
Yeah.
You wouldn't?
Yeah. Like, you had to plan dinner that night?
Yeah, I rush home from work to go cook dinner, and she's been sitting around on her ass the whole time.
And you know he probably did this, too. Man, I'm exhausted. What a long week it's been.
Well, you gotta sell it. You gotta sell it.
That wouldn't infuriate you, though? Like, shut up.
Yeah, but...
You work 4 days a week.
Okay. But I would grab that time for myself. Yeah. And by the way, if he only gets away with it for 10 months... Take it.
No,
what's she going to do? She's not going to divorce you. What's she going to do?
Bro, this would be a borderline divorceable issue.
Oh, my God. It wasn't like you were banging hookers in the house.
I would argue it's almost better to be banging hookers. Like, that's an understandable lie. That's a lie that there's an end game there where it doesn't blow up your life. That's what's so bizarre to me. All right.
All right.
We can't take phone calls right now because we got some technical issues. If you want to get a hold of us here, Duffy on WCMF on Instagram would be the easiest way to do it. Does this guy's wife have a right to be upset that he's had every Friday off since October and lied to her and said he was working from home? What blows my mind the most about this story with Kimmy's friend?
What's that?
How did he think this was going to end?
Look, man, he probably figured he was going to get pinched eventually, but it was worth it.
No, but
it was worth the run.
No, but the longer you go, the worse it gets.
Sometimes you got to do something for yourself, man. And sometimes you got to lie to get it.
No, having one day where you go and hide from everybody in the world, that I understand. I get it. You need a chance to recharge your batteries.
About 52.
I would defend that. To go from October until middle February... Having that day off and not telling your wife, yeah, man, I would be out of my effing mind if that's my spouse.
And by the way, you kind of back the guy into a corner because he knows if he tells the truth, she's going to ruin his Friday for him. So, these women create these monsters and then they get bit by him and they don't understand why.
Wait, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. You create the monster you live with. Put that on a t-shirt and sell it at the rock shop.
We don't have a rock shop anymore because all the stupid t-shirts you were making, nobody bought them. They took it away from us. And they sent us 5 t-shirts that we had left over. 252-WCMF. Or nope, don't call us. I'm sorry. If you're just joining us. Oh, we're good? Okay, never mind. You can call us again. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy has a friend. Her husband got a new job back in October. He told his wife that he worked Monday through Friday in the office. On Fridays, he got to work from home. But it turns out he had every Friday off and was lying to his wife.
Liar.
That he was working from home. And he got caught in the funniest way possible. One of her friends knows someone whose husband works at this office. And she goes, hey, isn't it great that they have every Friday off? And Kimmy's friend's like, what? And she's like, yeah, they got every Friday off. And she comes home and confronts the guy. He was hiding it so well,
yes,
that a day that his wife had a Friday off, he faked sick, planned out a sick day to ensure that she would not catch him not working on Fridays. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's
up? To hear from you, buddy.
So this kind of happened to my younger brother with his girlfriend. So years ago, he was working trash or something. Doesn't really matter. She was supposed to be working at her job, and then she just got tired of it or something. I don't know. And she quit, didn't tell him for like 2 weeks. And he found out because like there wasn't enough money in their bank account.
And she just straight up quit and didn't tell him.
Money.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
and so then he... Then he had to go get another full-time job.
Is that a divorceable offense?
Yeah. Good times.
Divorceable?
Wait, bro, she quit her job without telling you? You've now become the primary breadwinner with no discussion?
For 2 weeks.
And she didn't even say, tomorrow I'm quitting my job. She quit her job and then just kept living life, spending money.
Sometimes you got to take a little something.
Oh, my God.
Everybody needs a little break.
Oh, my God. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I agree. One day I would say you're blowing this out of proportion. Multiple weeks where you straight up lied about your job. Nick's on your side here.
Well, Nick's cool, man.
Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us on Instagram. He writes, bro, so you know it's a good statement.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, We all need our mental health days. If the wife knew she had the day off every Friday, if the wife knew he had the day off every Friday, she's going to make him do crap every single Friday so he doesn't have peace anyway. Dude probably just wanted to relax without the noise. You know how to do that. You know how you can do that? Be single.
You love your wife, but can't we just do it 6 days a week? Why do I have to love you 7 days a week?
Well, you could tell her that. You could tell her, look, I need my mental health day.
Yes. There you go.
And not lie to her. Up front. You could say up front, my Fridays are completely mine. If she has a problem with it, well, maybe you're with the wrong woman. Why are you making a
face?
Well,
then they're all the wrong woman because no woman's going to go for it.
Oh, so, all right. So
all the women wrong.
So your wife.
She wouldn't go for it. I don't do nothing now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you, right? But that's what I mean. You can't understand because you don't need days like this.
I don't, but I'm trying to pull for guys. Okay. Babe. I'm team guy.
I just don't know how long he thought he was going to do it for.
I don't think it mattered. I just think he just wanted to take it as long as he could, and he was willing to pay the price.
Don't know if he thought he was going to get caught, in all honesty.
Well, I mean,
if you're going as far to fake a sick day, you don't think you're going to get caught.
Man, it just keeps going, getting douchier and douchier.
Wait, whatever.
Tim writes us on Instagram, Duff and WCMF. I'm going to read it the way I think he wrote it.
Okay.
Only weak, petty people would complain about what he's doing. Maybe he's working hard on weekends and other nights. Strong-minded folks take pride in doing all the hard work of the relationship. Weak, petty ones ask for a divorce. Shut up, you bitch. What a bitch-ass statement. Like, tell me you're a bitch in one paragraph. I would argue strong people work together in their relationship to ensure that everybody is pulling the same amount of weight.
Am I wrong? And you got
to
be honest.
Shut up. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Hey, girl. Doing great this morning.
What up?
So think about this. In October, November, he had like Good Friday or the Black Friday after Thanksgiving off already. Christmas, he already had that day, the day after took a long vacation in New Year's. So, I mean, some of these days, he's probably already got vacation in.
So he didn't lie about all the days, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Steve.
That's right. So really, down to the pattern, he's only got like 8 Fridays in.
So it's like sporadic dishonesty.
All right, Steve, let me ask you some personal questions, if that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, you married, bud?
I have been.
Okay, you've been married. If you found out that your wife had a day off every week for 5 months that she did not tell you about, you would be totally fine with that.
Probably not.
Yeah, Steve!
But here's the problem with that scenario.
It's all fun and games until you're the one being lied to.
Here's the problem with that scenario. She don't have to lie. She can just say, I'm doing this.
Say that again.
At least cooking dinner on that Friday?
Yeah, man, it's the 1950s. No, because he wasn't cooking dinner. We don't have any stories about dinner, Kimmy.
Not that I know of.
He was working hard all day as far as she knew. Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Shut up, Steve. Have a good rest of the day. You were saying, I'm sorry.
No, because she could just say, I'm taking this time off for myself. And you're just like, okay.
You know, it makes me laugh so hard. Like, you play yourself off. Like, you know, some days, I'm tough. Let me tell you how things are. And other days, I'm just a boy. I'm just a boy that lives in a home. What can I do? I talk like this because my wife says I have to. Alex, makes a very good point here.
Lady A.
She says, if you have to lie about something so stupid, there's probably worse things he's lying about.
Oh.
Kimmy, that would cross my mind.
Yeah.
Well, everybody lies.
Especially, you know, about your past schedule. It would be a crazy thing to process as his partner.
Yeah. I would, like, I think my biggest issue would be if my wife did this, did I marry a dumb person? Is the person I married a dumb person? And I know your wife has reckoned with that and come to...
Oh, yours hasn't?
Based on that outfit? It's a sweatshirt, you dumbass.
It's a sweatshirt.
Somebody asked why, if you're watching the live stream right now, the Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, why you're wearing a blood pressure cuff this morning.
Oh, the thing.
It's just a stupid thing to do, because, like, think about this, right?
It wasn't still... And he got away.
But she's always going to... She's going to question your schedule moving forward. You're going to have to share everything to build that trust back up, if you can.
Yeah, agreed.
I know guys that cheated on their wives, and they went back in the house. They're banging away.
And those are bad people.
Yes,
and those
I don't know. I don't know why you're using that as an example.
Yeah, the worst of the worst.
You know, he's
going to
do it again. What are you going to do?
Trust me, he's going to be just fine.
Command you don't know.
Stick it out, son. You're going to be just fine.
252 WCMF. According to you, he shouldn't want to be married to this woman because she's forcing him to do things, so he has to
lie. That's marriage. You got to find your way, baby.
Why'd you get married again?
Oh, well, my wife was court ordered too.
Okay, it's just me again. I talk like this again, guys. Oh, look at me.
I don't do any of this stuff.
I do want to also...
You don't have to.
I do want to also point out that these people don't have kids, so... It's not like his day would be filled with like kids activities or doing like going above and beyond.
He really hit pay dirt, man. He hit the long ball.
252 WCMF. Again, if you're just joining us, Kimmy has a friend whose husband told his wife back in October when he got a new job that he only had to work in the office 4 days a week. He worked from home on Fridays, and she believed this for months. She found out through a mutual friend who also has a spouse that works at this company that they had Fridays off. He had had Fridays off this entire time, and he lied to her to get this free day, and he went so far to cover his tracks that, according to Kimmy, on a Friday that she had off that he did not, he faked sick so she would not catch him having the day off. 252 WCMF. And here's the thing. As Kimmy brought up, his location on his phone was on. He didn't leave the house. He wasn't cheating on her.
No, he's a good guy. He just was relaxing.
Let's talk to Andrew. Hey, Andrew, how are you, brother?
Great. How are you guys?
Good, Andrew. What's up?
See, this is where the guy messed up. He needed to do, like, every couple of weeks. Oh, they're giving us a half a day. I got the afternoon off. And he could have let this go for a long time.
All right, but here's the problem with that, Andrew. If he does that and his location is on, and let's say at some point through the day, his wife, looking at text messages, notices he's not at the office when he should be, he would have to go into work on his day off for half a day.
Well, I think he's saying like working from home.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay, I get what you're saying.
I think that's what he's implying.
Yes, working from home, and you just be like, oh, I got the afternoon, we're done, and now.
Okay.
Now it's the best of both worlds.
Andrew, do you have a problem with what this man did?
No.
Do you have a wife or girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. Married?
Yes.
If your wife had every day, 1 day a week off for half a year, and she did not tell you, would you be upset with her?
Maybe.
How can you defend this man?
You feel a little betrayed. Like I would be upset that you couldn't trust me enough to tell me. Like that would be something to also be upset about.
I would be impressed she got it to go that long.
You lying-ass bitch! Here's what blows my mind. With Andrew, with Steve before, they call up and they vehemently defend this man. And one question, if this happened to you, would it bother you? Yes! There's your answer, Andrew!
Agree to disagree.
Okay, Andrew, thanks for the call, buddy. Maybe. Have a good rest of the day. So it's okay for men to do this, but not women?
No, I stay behind my statement. They don't have to.
They don't have to.
They could just take it.
But if they did, you'd be upset.
I wouldn't say, but it wouldn't be divorceable.
We never said divorce. We're just saying it'd be simply upset.
No. I wouldn't call it infidelity or like the marriage is over. I can't trust you anymore.
You wouldn't start to question other things in the past.
Everybody lies in a relationship. Everybody lies about something. You have to just to move the ball forward.
By the way, you're saying nobody's saying divorce? Everybody is saying divorce on Instagram. Right. Scott writes us, what a dumbass. Divorce is coming. No way he wasn't going to get caught. How do you not tell the wife, hey, I got a new job, and not tell her it was only 4 days a week?
That's a weak marriage if you're going to get divorced over that. That's what I'm saying. A good woman stand behind her man.
So you're
stand by your man.
You don't think.
Except for Friday.
With your track record, if you did this, and your wife caught you.
I did it, but I got a bad track record.
I got a bad track record.
What if I was a good guy?
You're not.
No, but what if I was? What if I was good Tommy?
I can't even imagine a world in which that's a thing.
Good Tommy. And I did one little flub.
It's not one little flub. It was multiple weeks of flubs. And the thing that blows my mind the most about this.
What's up?
Like Kimmy said, his location was turned on. He stayed in the house. He didn't go golfing on a Friday.
He tore up some pornos.
He didn't take a trip with his boys. He didn't have like noon lunch beers out at a bar. He spent every Friday from October until like 2 weeks ago in the four walls of his home so he could have, quote, freedom. That's insane. That would have driven me nuts to not be able to leave the house on a day off.
I understand, but he's a different kind of cat, man. And maybe that's just what he needed. You know, everybody has different needs.
Shut up, man. Shut up. 252 WCMF. We'll take one more call. Mark has got the last word. Hey, Mark. How are you,
Mark,
buddy?
The narc.
Hey, good morning, fellas. This guy's awesome. So I've been doing this for 30 years, 30 plus years.
How?
As you guys know, I work in HVAC. I've been doing HVAC since I was a teenager. I'm 50 years old now. I have been saying, oh, I'm on call this weekend. I can't go to Thanksgiving dinner at your family's house. Or I'm on call this I can't go with you guys to blah, blah, blah. I've been doing this my whole life.
Hey, how many divorces you got in your background there, Mark?
Just a couple.
Just a couple.
I tell you, it keeps you sane, you know.
Mark, you've been divorced multiple times, Mark!
It keeps you sane until your relationship blows up.
I never cheated. I never did anything bad.
You're proving my point!
But maybe those marriages would have blown up either way.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
We don't know. We don't know.
Science can't tell us
that.
We
don't know.
Swami Tommy is correct. Those marriages would have failed anyway.
But men with multiple divorces. Yeah, you're right, bro. You're nailing it, man. Lie away.
Mark, great call, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. It's like just like every like scummy thing rises from the sewers to call it agree with Tommy this morning.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
This feels like a technology that should not exist anymore.
Yeah.
Right? A relic of a bygone era.
Okay.
And if it is being used right now, it's only being used by the super elderly. And that could very well be the case.
Mm.
But it doesn't mean this technology is not important. And with recent situations we've all found ourselves in, maybe, just maybe, getting rid of this completely is a bad idea.
So we should keep it.
Well, look, when you only have one way to communicate, and that way to communicate disappears, it could cause some serious problems.
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into the story.
Yeah.
Feel like taking a road trip?
Love to.
Let's go to Mount Morris.
What a nice area.
Yeah. That's where we find Irene. And she reached out to 10NBC with a problem.
What happened?
Her landline has stopped working.
Oh. They cut the line?
No. So she's got an old school phone line with a handheld telephone in her house. That she uses for phone calls. And she says that her Frontier service, which she still pays for, has become totally unreliable. She says she needs this landline because the area where she lives has almost no cell phone reception. She has a father in his 90s. She says that he has tried to call her recently, and the phone calls on her landline are not going through. And she wants something done to fix it.
All right.
10NBC says they reached out to Frontier, but they have not gotten a response yet. Maybe because they called him on her phone.
Yes.
But she says this is a necessity for her, and without this service, which was once standard in every American home,
well, yeah,
she is now isolated from the world. You're making a face like this is not a legitimate issue.
I mean, you can't tell me that she's so isolated in Mount Morris, she gets no cell phones.
She
might be really spotty and unreliable.
So she said that someone at the...
Felt like a commercial.
Hi, I'm Kimmy from the break room. T-Mobile used to have bad service. She says in this story that a guy at the cell phone store said the same thing you said to her. Like, come on. So she had the guy come out to her house where he discovered she had no cell phone service. And there are more places like in America.
And not too far outside of Rochester. It gets spotty quickly.
There's a spot between Buffalo and Rochester on the 90 where if you're driving through it,
you'll lose. If you're going on GPS, you'll lose it for a little while.
It's gone. Yes. And going further, Thomas, way more people in the U.S. have a landline than you would have thought.
They got to be like my brother's age, who's like 80.
I can't tell you about ages. 1 in 3 people in America still have a hardline phone in their house.
1 in 3?
1 in 3.
But, I mean, they have a line, but it's probably not active.
It says a hardline phone in their house.
Because my brother still has a hardline in his house, but I don't think they use it anymore. He just hasn't disconnected it.
Your brother seems like a guy that would have a phone.
Yeah.
Just not tell you about it.
He may.
Look, okay, in 2004, 90% had it. So, like, over the last two decades, it's been a steep drop-off. But something one-third of the country could still be using, that's 100 million people that, in theory, are still relying on a phone line to their house.
Yeah, I thought they took it away.
Well, no. I mean, there are companies that still exist.
Yeah. I
think a lot of businesses still have landlines.
Yeah.
We have one.
Yeah. Idiot. 252-WCMF. 252-9263.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing. That old song and dance you hear 7 times every break.
Yeah, I'm going to guess when you call any business, it's a landline.
So your argument is we should wipe out landlines completely now.
Well, I forgot about business. I guess you got to have them. But, I mean, I just don't see the need.
252-WCMF. Either call us from your cell or your landline. 252-9263.
Because if you're, let's say you're building a new apartment building.
Yeah.
You're not putting landlines in that thing. You're not building a house and putting a landline in.
Are you sure?
Like, why would you?
When you have a new build, do they connect a phone line to the house?
Why would they?
I don't think so.
If you were building a new house right now,
yeah.
I don't think you would put a landline. What would the point
be? If I want a hardline phone into my house.
If a new home.
Yes.
And you're a young person.
Yeah.
Let's say you're 40 years old. You American dream, gonna build me a house.
Okay.
I want a good solid landline in there, ATL. I want Ma Bell in there so I can make my long distance phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not doing it.
All right. So let's talk. Right. Let's have a discussion.
Let's talk.
I get that you think these are unnecessary now.
I love the cell phone. You know that.
I know. Everybody loves their cell phone. And if you have cell phone service where you live, which most people that can hear us do, there's absolutely no need for this. Why would I build a house with a hard line in? But over the last 5 years, there have been situations where all of a sudden cell phone service completely drops out for everybody.
Like when?
You couldn't get online. It happened like 2 months ago.
Oh, for a minute.
You couldn't make phone calls. You couldn't send texts. And people flip the F out because in that moment they realized if they had to, there was no ability to contact anyone in the outside world. And in theory, everyone having a landline could fix that.
Yeah, but that's just, so you would have to have a landline just for that emergency situation that'll probably get remedied by the end of the day.
All right, but let's have a, you want to have a real talk?
Let's have a real talk.
Allow me to gesture to everything that is happening in the world right now.
What's going on right now? What's good?
And allow me to gesture to how fragile our communication system, it turns out, is based on little things that have taken it down.
Like what?
If we end up in a situation where maybe someone who doesn't like us so much has the ability to take out our cell phone service.
Pat, I just heard
Everybody
loves America again. We are the envy of the world. We're the greatest economy, and everybody likes us. So nobody's going to hurt us. Everybody wants to come here. Everybody's coming to America.
What are you, Neil Diamond now?
Coming to America
today. Hey. I would argue now it might be more important than ever to have a landline in your
house. Oh my God! Let's say crap goes bad.
Yeah.
But let's say, for a little while, it's something happened bad.
Sure.
Who am I calling?
I would have the ability to call emergency services if something were to happen.
No, I'm saying, like, worldwide. Let's say something worldwide, big-time terrorist glitch, God forbid, happens for a day.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, let's say in that
I'm going to call you. Hey, Pat, you see the news?
Wait, one, I have the ability to call other people to figure out if everyone's okay, right? Is it a nuclear explosion or did something just get taken down? Two, if you were to have a medical emergency on that day, how are you contacting someone to help you? And you, of all people, you could die any minute. We're hoping.
Here's what makes me a little nervous about the landline, especially when it's in the home of older people.
Yeah.
It is a big tool for people who run scams.
That's a good call. You're right.
They do target landlines thinking that it's going to be an elderly person.
It will be, yeah.
Who believes that, somebody's trying to contact them. Like, that's usually how they get through to that set.
Clip these scamolas right in the nuts.
Well, no, but they could still get your cell phone.
Yeah, but elderly
but
people.
I think that they do usually target landlines a lot of I feel like we've talked about that before.
Yeah, you probably look. Okay, I get that concern. Yeah. I get that concern, but they're going to find another way to scam you. It's not like if you eliminate landlines completely.
Go ahead.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this woman out in Mount Morris. Her name is Irene, and she reached out to 10NBC because she has a Frontier landline. She needs this landline. She says she gets no cell phone service where she lives. She has a 90-year-old father who needs to be in communication with her, but her landline has stopped working. She says her father has tried to call her recently. The calls don't get through. 10NBC reached out to Frontier. They didn't have a statement. It turns out that 100 million Americans still have a landline in their house.
That's like a third of American households.
1 in 3 American households still have a landline, or at least a hard line in their house. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Wendy. Hey, Wendy, how are you?
Hey, great. How are you?
Good, Wendy. What do you got?
So years ago, I actually had a cell phone and had to get a landline at my house where I was living because my cell phone had pretty much zero service. So I actually had to get a landline and then switch cell phone companies, and the cell phone company still was spotty.
Well, what busted-ass town you living in, man? You ain't got no cell.
When you're in the outside in the Finger Lakes area, you might not be
in the hills.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather live in the Finger Lakes than in downtown Rochester.
Okay.
At least I'm safe.
For now. Pat says we could have a nuclear war any minute.
It's true.
Wendy, then what are you going to do, Wendy?
Wendy, thanks for the call. Have a good one.
At least I'm safe.
She's safe in them hills.
I just want to point out, you did that.
What?
You.
What did I do?
You 100% did. No, he's trying to make these people double talk so he can prove a point that he can't stand on.
So I do know a lot of people who grew up on the lake, or near the lake.
Yeah.
They all had landlines because it's really, really spotty the closer to the lake you get.
Well, and that's the other funny part, right?
Are you talking about the Great Lake?
Yeah, Lake Ontario.
But like when you talk about the Finger Lakes, like these picturesque areas, the reason that cell phone service can be spotty is because these people that want to live in these fantasy areas also don't want, I don't want a cell phone tower disrupting my view, so now I don't have the ability to communicate with anybody.
Oh. Well, plus they're safe.
Yeah, that too. Ryan writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, hey, I work in IT and handle a lot of phones. A lot of landlines for businesses are used for fire and security systems still.
All right.
So we've got that going.
Okay.
Zach does have a valid question.
What does he say?
He says, wait a second, talking about Irene here. How'd she call 10NBC if the landline wasn't working?
Ooh.
Maybe she reached out on Facebook. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. Yourself?
Good, man. What's up?
Landline. I have my own business, so I still keep a landline. I cut my fax machine off, but I cut my landline through Spectrum.
I get if you have a business, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, can I be honest with you? Jim, thanks for the call, buddy.
What's
have
that?
A good rest of the day. There's been something I've wanted since I was a tiny boy.
What?
A phone in your bedroom?
No. Well, no. I would want that. But back in the day in the NFL draft, when they had it at Radio City Music Hall, all of the teams would have these helmets that were also phones.
Oh, the helmet phone. Sports Illustrated.
No, that was the football phone. That's a different phone. It's a real NFL helmet, and they made it into a phone, and the phone is on the top, and they would call the picks in to the desk on the helmet phone. And my entire life, I've wanted one of these.
Why don't you go get
phones.
One?
Well, so they're so rare that if they come up on eBay, they're like $400 or $500.
Oh, my God.
So for years, and it's if you can find one in a Bills helmet, which they rarely come up. So for years and years and years, I've been scouring these, like, you know, sports collectible stores and flea markets looking for this helmet phone. And if one day I find a Bills helmet phone, I will be putting a landline in my house just to use the Bills helmet phone.
So like you live in a fairly new housing.
Yeah, 06, yeah.
So I'm figuring there's no landline around because they never built one because it's all underground utilities and nobody needed it.
So I have the phone plug in my house.
Oh, you do?
Yes. And I mean, 06 has got to be right around the transition.
Yeah, they would still be building them then, I bet.
You know what I mean? Yeah. By the way, a lot of people writing us saying new builds do not have phone lines.
I'm thinking about my parents built their house in like 2016, 2017, and they don't have a landline. I think you would have to have
cool.
one. You'd have to have one like installed at this point.
Well, you
know, but it didn't come with it.
But we're all talking about, like, you know, Kimmy, you brought up the lake and how there's no service out there, the Finger Lakes maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're assuming every town in the greater Rochester area has cell phone service.
Yeah.
Steve says not the case. He says, I live in a dead spot in Spencerport, no cell phone signal.
So you got to be out there a little bit, though, to hit these dead spots.
Spencerport.
No,
I mean, Spencerport goes out there a little bit.
No, it's like
Ogden.
10 minutes down 531.
Yeah, but 10 minutes, you're in the middle of nowhere, maybe. I don't know.
Let's talk to Barber. Hey, Barber, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. My dad did like 40 years at Rochester Tower in AT&T, and he said always keep one landline phone, like old school, because if you lose power, your portables are not going to work. Also, there's some people that need the landline because they have like the heart monitor thing where you put the phone up to your chest, and it transmits if you have like a pacemaker or defibrillator.
Oh, no, Don Johnson wrote a song about it. Heartbeat, waiting for a heartbeat.
Not impressed.
I thought that was pretty good for not warming up.
Heart, yes, better song.
Do better.
Barber, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Heartbeat. Go look at the YouTube music video. It's brilliant.
All right, well.
Matt does bring up a valid question.
What's that?
If you're the only one with a landline and no one else has a landline, how do you call anybody?
Well, you can call cell phones.
Yeah,
but
if the cell phones aren't working.
Oh, well, I gotcha. Well,
that's a great point, yeah.
But, I mean, 911 would be working, so if I need 911.
Right. All right.
Yeah. Or I could call
There's
other businesses.
That.
All right, so the other shocking part of this story is we're wrapping this up here.
What's that?
How many people in the U.S. still don't own a cell phone? So 97% of American adults own a cell phone, so you would think that's pretty much everybody. But with 276 million adults in America, 3% is 8 million people. That's the
It's got to be old people?
I don't know. I mean, there are some people that just...
There's no way a young person can operate without a cell phone.
Look, I would have thought the same thing, but
yeah, because even those younger people, let's say they didn't want a cell, they'd still have some kind of, even if it's not a smartphone, it'd still be a cell phone, because there are those guys out there too.
But like 8 million people is the population of the state of Washington.
Okay.
Right? That's a lot of people walking around without a cell phone. Yes. And like having a landline as a backup is a necessity now simply because of how plugged in we have to be. Because there was a time.
It was a time.
Before cell phones and dial-up internet where you just had the landline. And if there was a storm or bad weather or work had to be done on phone lines, your phone just didn't work for the day.
Yeah.
That was like a standard thing and nobody freaked out. Now, any lack of contact for any moment of time from the outside world is a nightmare. It's a total nightmare. And I know we don't want to admit this, but when that cell phone goes down and internet access isn't working, we are all checking every couple of minutes to see if it's come back again, right?
Yeah, but let's say, but what am I doing with this landline?
Again.
I mean, let's say I get it if I have an absolute emergency,
mm-hmm.
but I can't imagine that happening.
I don't know. I can't imagine an emergency happening, says everybody who's ever been in an emergency.
Yeah. I can't tell the last time I had an emergency where I had to call somebody.
Okay, well, I would like to thank you for all you've done for WCMF with the inevitable terrible thing that's going to happen for you this weekend.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this isn't good. I mean, this is a restaurant that's gone through a lot the last couple of years.
A lot.
Like, it was known for value. It's not known for value anymore. That pissed people off. Due to no fault of their own, their celebrity pitch man that they used for decades was arrested for one of the most heinous things you can be arrested for.
Okay. Yeah.
And this week, they have done something else to piss everyone off because that value everyone was looking for, this place started offering again. For a very, very short period of time.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. How's about a nice Subway sub, Tommy?
Love one.
There was a point not too long ago where Subway, not McDonald's, not Dunkin' Donuts, had the most franchise locations in the world.
Yep.
Right? They were everywhere.
Number one, baby.
And the reason they got so popular was... That song everybody knows.
$5 foot long.
I mean, it was a lot of food for $5.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's a hell of a deal. But as time has gone on, inflation has hit, cost of food has risen. The $5 foot long is no longer a thing.
Oh.
That hurt them.
Yeah.
Also.
Kind of killed the tune, too.
Yeah.
649 foot long.
Tell me where 649 foot long is. I'll go buy that.
Wait.
$12 foot long. Everything that happened with Jared also. Not great. So Subway, in an effort to bring back customers that love value, brought back their Sub Club card.
Sub Club card?
So for years and years and years back in the day, if you were a member of the Sub Club, if you bought X amount of subs, you would get eventually a free Subway sandwich.
Oh, yeah, they punch you so many. Yeah.
You got it. Gotcha. So in an effort to woo back customers, they brought back 2 months ago the Sub Club.
Sub Club.
For every 3 footlongs you bought, you got a fourth free footlong sub.
Damn.
Hell of a deal.
Yeah.
And people were very excited about this. Mm. It brought people back to Subway. After 8 weeks, they have taken away the Sub Club again.
What happened?
And we're done.
We don't have an official word as to why. One would assume they were like, oh, this costs too much money.
Yep, we're giving away too many free sandwiches.
Folks are now pissed.
Yeah.
And I think rightfully so.
All right.
How did you mess this up so badly that you only managed to go 8 weeks of free subs?
Well, and you started something that people obviously enjoyed because they were taking advantage of it and took it away, which is never a good look.
2 months!
Yeah.
Like, it's like, hey, remember this wonderful thing you loved? Well, guess what? Now you can't have it again.
Yeah.
Maybe they assumed, like, I guess I don't know how they kept track, but have you ever gone to a business that has, like, a punch card?
Mm.
I always lost the punch card before I ever got anything free. So maybe they just assumed people would start doing it and then kind of forget about it or never actually take advantage of that free sub.
Well, you know what the problem is, and what it could be. I'm just thinking out loud here.
What was it?
Back in the day, you needed the physical card.
Yes.
Right? So it was easy to lose the card.
Right.
Were they doing this?
Maybe they were doing it digitally.
You got it.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Because if it's in the app, there's no way you're going to lose it.
Yeah. It already keeps track.
I can't tell you how many times I would have like 3 different cards that added up to X amount of punches and they wouldn't give me the free thing.
Well, you try to combo the cards?
Well, you'd forget every time. Oh.
It all has to be on one card.
Yes.
Does free food keep you coming back to a restaurant?
Obviously it does. It almost buries the place. I mean, remember when...
I'm asking you.
What, me?
Personally.
No. Mm. No.
Free food.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what... I mean, if it's food I eat, but they don't offer the food I eat.
It would have to be something that you go to so regularly.
If they don't offer, like, free bitch food.
Fennel Club?
Yeah, Fennel
Club. Fennel Club! Bend over, boys. Fennel Club.
Like, you would totally take advantage if they had like a coffee, like a free coffee after every purchase
coffee
or after
club.
Every so many purchases.
Okay, so I do on my app. Like, they'll tell me on my app now, like, hey, you qualify for a free one.
There you go.
But I do take those.
But you wouldn't change your coffee order if a place offered you a better free coffee
no,
deal.
No, I wouldn't, no. Because,
like, there are some gas stations where, like, you know, you buy five cups of coffee, you get the sixth one for free.
Oh, like, I would switch and go to that place?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I ain't drinking no goddamn gas station coffee.
For cheaper and you get free coffee.
It's cheaper for a reason. I ain't drinking it.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
My body's a temple.
Does free food keep you coming back to a restaurant?
She built for free food.
Not usually. Like, I won't go out of my way, I guess, to go there. But if it is somewhere that I go regularly, I might.
All right, so.
See, I always think, like, when I see people that do this, I think of, like, your family back in the day.
What does that mean?
Like your mother.
Yeah.
And her three portly children.
Four portly children.
Four portly children.
Well, no, me and Ryan were portly. Everyone else was fine.
All right. Two portly boys.
And regular girls.
And regular girls. I got a feed.
Well, yeah, I just don't understand why you wouldn't take advantage of it.
I would if I had kids and stuff. I was busted.
Like
I was on Milk Club and Hamburger Helper. Yeah, I'd do it.
I'm always skeptical, too. Like, am I going to have to buy something else to get this free thing?
Well, but I'm still getting something free. It's free.
Yeah.
I remember when we were kids, when the McDonald's Monopoly was really in its heyday.
Yeah. It was a big game, yeah.
That was the greatest thing for our family. Because we would go and we would intentionally buy all of the foods that had pieces on it.
Yeah.
Not because we were under the illusion we would win $1 million, but because winning free food was pretty
common.
Free
drink, yeah. Free fries.
Exactly. So, like,
we're going to get some.
We would all save these little game pieces because back in the day, you could just use as many as you want. They wouldn't, like, cap you.
Yeah.
So, like, we would have, like, a little envelope or area where all of our free food from Monopoly was saved. So, like, on a day when things were lean, we would just go cash in all our Monopoly pieces.
Nice.
But
it's like having a little food account.
But it worked out with our family. Like, we were going to McDonald's to get the free food off of Monopoly
back.
Game. 252 WCMF. After bringing back their sub club at Subway after years of it not being here, they are once again getting rid of it again after a 2-month period because apparently three subs, you get one for free, was too much for Subway. Gage writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Damn, I was getting everyone's subs on my lunch account to get the fourth sub faster. That is a good scam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you buy, yeah, you pick up everybody's stuff. You get all the punches.
That's what I'm saying.
All
nice
right.
move.
Yeah.
Like, they should have just made it, like 9 subs, the 10th one is free. But that 3 subs is for a fatty. I mean, you're going to get there quick.
You're right. But I would also argue.
if that's your lunch.
I would also argue the 10th sub being free is a bridge too far, as you like to put it.
No, but let's say you're a regular.
Tough to get to.
But that's your lunch hit.
Yeah.
You're going to get there in a week and a half.
If you're going there every day, let's say the average person eats at an average Subway fan eats there 2 to 3 times a week. Right.
And that's still a lot.
That's still a month to 5 weeks worth of subs. Before
but I think,
free
I
one.
Bet you get the same foot traffic.
Mm. Well, okay, but then the argument is if they're coming there anyway, why do I need to give them a free sub?
If they're regulars on their own.
I don't get Subway. I don't get the footlong dessert.
What's there? Okay.
What don't you just, get about Subway?
No, he's mad about the footlong cookie. That's what he's mad about.
And then wasn't the churro?
Footlong churro.
Yeah. Subway. And the footlong sandwich.
No, Subway's a very simple concept. It's fast. It's easy.
Yeah. It's a footlong. Yeah. You shouldn't
fast
eat
sub.
A. You should not eat 12 inches of food.
Should have told your mom that. Well, she was still alive. It's what killed her, I hear. All 12 inches. No, like, I mean, you know, I live in Henrietta.
Yeah.
Lunchtime in Henrietta.
Oh.
Is
on the Jeff? Yeah.
It's a mob scene.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So if you can go to a place that gets you in, gets your order in, out, and gives you 15 minutes to eat it, I mean, that is Subway. That's the draw of fast food.
The only thing they don't have drive-thrus, right? Because they're always like in a strip mall.
I've never seen one. Right, I mean, it's possible. I don't know.
Yeah.
Although I did see, what did I see that had a drive-thru? Was it a Jimmy John's that had a drive-thru?
Chipotle
have drive-thrus now.
Yeah.
How does that
know.
Even work? I'm afraid to use it. I'm afraid I'm going to get stuck there for like 20
minutes.
Yeah. What are we doing here? All right, so if you have your sub club card, you better use it soon.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it's gone away completely, in which case you are SOL, my friend.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.